Hachette Audio presents Bad News, written by Pseudonymous Bosch, read by Aaron Landon. Dedication for Asa and Cyrus, eventually. From Secrets of the Occulta Draco, or The Memoirs of a Dragon Tamer. When people meet a dragon tamer, they ask many irritating questions. But the most irritating of all is, what is it like to ride a dragon? Is it like riding a horse? Usually my answer is to stare at my questioners until they nervously excuse themselves and go away. Word of advice. Do not try this at the palace. But if I am feeling charitable, I may say something like this. No, riding a dragon is nothing like riding a horse, unless the horse is a wild horse, galloping as fast as the wind, and you are riding without saddle or reins, your seat no more comfortable than a cactus, and there is every reason to believe that you are about to fall off and plummet to an early and painful death. Then yes, in that case, riding a horse might be a little like riding a dragon. But even so, you'd have the horse's mane to hold on to. Dragons do not have manes. Some have horns, true, but I dare you to hold on to a dragon's horn. By which I mean never hold on to a dragon's horn. They don't like it. Here I pause, allowing my audience to imagine what a dragon might do to them if